don't stress, just put it to the test. Leave the rest, cause you're riding with the best. This right here is proven for success. So rule three.
Welcome to the Rule 3, the breakdown edition.
There's nothing is yet to, so just a rule three. System will make you feel brand new. Your dreams must inspire you. So let's do rule three, rule three, rule three. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Rule of Three, the breakdown edition. As always, I'm your host, Too Legit. And joining me, as always, the man on the boards.
Glorious. No, I won't give in. I won't give in till I'm victorious. And I will defend. I will defend.
That's right.
Is that better?
It is Rocky. I let the people say his name first. Also, right. that drum on that glorious song, man, it's nasty.
Love it.
Also, to my right is the urban nerd.
Oh, all right. Well.
Your mom is so poor.
Yep. I'm so...
Are you confused?
So confused right now. And... I'm just gonna move on.
It was DJ Khaled. I can't help his song begins. So like, yeah.
All right, and to my left, the one and only Smoochie.
Go Suns.
There we go. It takes too long.
All right, all right. I could dig this.
All right,
no diggity. Black
Street. This is cookout music.
This is barbecue music.
Yeah,
sit in the backyard.
Yeah.
All right, on the show today, tonight, tomorrow, as always, we have our top fives.
Oh, do you want to run through my questions or top five?
Well, we got top five. We got questions too. I was getting to it. I was going to say we got our top fives, which is top fives is going to be top five UFC fighters of all time and top five something. I wrote it down, but I forgot.
UFC fighters.
UFC fighters, and there's another
one. We can do top five college football players next week.
No, we do that now.
Oh, we got enough? ACC college football players.
All right. But first, usually it's the two legit questions of the week, but I've passed that responsibility on to, basically because he asked me to, Rocky.
But first, we are sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting.
Get your attitude back with the Attitude Broadcasting Company. The real ABC?
All right, that's good enough. All right, you did good. And we are broadcasting live at the Connecticut School of Broadcasting, where
you can make your dreams come true.
Very good.
Thank you.
You're learning. All right.
Visit gocsb.com or call 1-800-TV-RADIO.
Absolutely. And before we move in forward, the gentleman also have a show, Mr. Urban Nerd and
Smoochie. The one and only Smoochie.
Speak about it?
Yeah, so we recently started our show Fridays at 12. You know, Ball's Life show. We just talk about, you know, sports, a little lifestyle talk as well. Had a great first show. Tune in, check us out on our page at the Legion of Greatness Radio Network on Facebook.
Or you can check us out on our Twitters, Urban Nerd, Herb_Nerd. Or you can check me out at Blessed Greatness on Twitter, y'all already know. Diary of a Cool Dude, that's me. Support us. And we want to thank the Connecticut School of Broadcasting for making the dreams come true. If you're wondering how your dreams come true, just look at us.
Yeah,
that's right. Hey. Absolutely.
Easy way to find them. Also, just go to the Breakdown Sports Show page. We are linked all over there now because we are kind of doing this co-show awesomeness.
Yeah,
over the past month.
Man, I got to thank you guys definitely for, you know, opening the doors. And we would love to have you guys on our show as well.
It'll happen
definitely one day.
No hate, no shade, no Kyrie, no LeBron, no nothing.
We shouldn't talk about LeBron.
It
should be a rule. Can't say his name. I can't say his name without trying to get upset.
I think we need the Kyrie and LeBron thing should be off limits until October.
I like that.
Till football start. Basketball starts, excuse me.
Yeah, once football starts, I really won't give a crap. Because once regular season basketball starts, I really don't care at all until the All-Star break.
Yeah.
I feel like this is a Golden State Warriors situation. Everybody's winning.
That's right.
Yeah.
We all win here.
We share the ball.
And I am the Kevin Durant.
I could be Clay, you know, behind the scenes, you know, do my thing.
I'm Zaza.
You take an ankle out?
I'm just dirty and mean. I'm dirty and mean.
But that must mean.
I'm James McAdoo. The James? Bum. This gets rings.
Oh, the guy that got cut?
Nah.
No, did he get
cut? They got cut McAdoo.
About time.
They cut McAdoo.
Terrible.
Because they drafted the kid from Oregon.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He's going to be great this year.
I played against James McAdoo, and I hate his game.
Don't worry, remember that.
Don't worry about Carolina hated his game, too.
Yeah. I played against Chris Wilcox once.
Did you?
Wow.
It was embarrassing, but yeah.
From Maryland?
Yeah, he's from Whiteville, North Carolina, where I'm from.
Okay.
I watched Stackhouse once. I didn't play against him.
Nope.
I wasn't smart.
He was out playing ball in the offseason at the court. I rolled up. I got next.
Okay.
And his team won. And then my team lost.
By a lot or a little?
Nah, we had two guys who could shoot really good. But I kind of drove an open lane. Somebody dished it to me. And I went for a layup. And I've never had a ball blocked so hard in my life. It went on to the next court. It was embarrassing. But granted, Chris Wilcox is an NBA player. And at that time, I was a 5'3" white guy. So
Wilcox is what, 6'10"?
Yeah, he's really big.
Power forward.
Journeyman. But he was a solid player. Yeah, I always liked him. He drove a sweet, like, blue Cadillac.
I wonder how you got that in high school. Never mind.
And you're still 5'3".
I'm 5'5" now.
All right, whatever.
I was only 16 at the time.
You know what? You've made progress.
Yup.
And that's what matters.
It ain't getting no better from here, man. That's it. My spine keeps getting worse. I'm just going to get smaller. It's okay. You're but I can still shoot.
That's all that matters.
And I'm a pesky defensive player.
Oh, in 2K, right?
No, I can play in real life. Right. A little bit. I don't shoot that much anymore. They used to call me Bank Shot Magic.
Bank Shot Magic?
Bank Shot Magic. Because I was the dude who I would never really shoot it. I passed and I just really just made people mad. Like the best ballers out there, I could defend them. I could keep, basically because I had the energy to stay with people. I could always run with you. I just aggravate the hell out of you.
What was your name again?
Bank Shot Magic. Hey, look, and it's because the game winner, somebody would throw it to me and I'd hurl it up there and it would hit the backboard and go in every time. Bank Shot Magic.
All right.
You got to hoop with me and James, man.
Come on
with us.
We have to come. We have to get out there.
Really? You want some of Grandmama?
No.
I'm the original. All right.
No.
That Bank Shot. I used to lower my goal to like 7 feet back when I was like 12.
Oh.
Because I couldn't dunk, man. So I was like, all right.
You couldn't dunk. You mean I can't dunk? Because you still can't.
No, I can. I'll lower the goal. I'll be like Coach Cat. By the way, one thing I want to mention. Does anybody hate the drive-by dunking yet?
No,
I love it.
I think it's hilarious.
Really?
I love it. Did you see airplane mode? Just hop out of a car and just jump over somebody?
That was a good one.
Like it's nothing?
See, and I want it to be more like, stop doing it when no one's around. Like, let people be on the court and just run up and take the ball and just
jump in and haul.
The
ones I hate is the kids will jump out and go break the backboard. And then they'll drive. I'm like, dude, come on.
That's a jerk.
That's just.
Now, the good one I saw was Coach Cal Perry. He actually lowered the goal.
Yes.
That was funny.
Anthony Davis was pretty great, though.
Yeah.
He got out and just real subtly was like.
He kind of started. Darren Fox was pretty good, too.
Yeah.
Boom. And he was like, all right.
The guy that is, like, he's impersonating Carmelo. He just goes out there. He literally does everything Carmelo does in the gym. Hoodie on, sweatpants.
Hoodie and sweat.
Oh, gosh.
Good. Just lays the ball up. Oh, man. But Derrick Jones was the best one.
Yeah.
Kid was on the court. He literally comes out and just jumps over the kid.
His car.
Wow. And just runs.
I mean, what would you do? You'd just be like, what?
You look up like this and you're like, oh, wow. Okay.
It was Derrick Jones. I'd be happy.
I'd be like, hey, that was pretty cool.
He's in dunk contest.
Yep.
That's true. All right, let's go into top five of the week.
Bingo.
Top five UFC fighters of all time.
All right, number five for me.
We'll go around the table.
All right.
Okay. Number five for me is Demetrius Mighty Mouse Johnson.
Really?
That dude is nasty, and he is a long, long time champion. I mean, when you have to hold an entire Ultimate Fighter season just to find somebody who might possibly be able to challenge him, and that was Tim Elliott, and that man tried, but Dude, yeah. Mighty Mouse Johnson just worked him.
Oh, me go? Okay.
Go ahead. We'll go around the table.
Go around the table. This is a good question. I'm going to go with GSP as a number five.
George St. Pierre.
Yeah. Love his game, you know. He wants to come back, but not really, but.
He too old now.
Yeah. But I love him back in the heyday.
I'm going to go with Royce Gracie.
The old school.
He's old school original. When he first started USC, when it first started.
I mean, he was USC.
He was USC when it first started.
Yep.
And that man would get you in a lock you would not get out of. Now, the only problem is UFC's changed. So,
it's more,
but he's still one of the best.
Yeah. I'm going Randy Couture.
Randy Couture?
Couture. My fault. Couture.
Couture is both underrated and overrated at the same time.
Yeah. I think he went more commercial than anything.
He started doing the Expendable movies.
Yeah, and he stuck around too long, too.
Yeah, he's just 5 years prior to him fighting.
So, what?
All right, number four for me is the notorious Conor McGregor. Because man held two titles at one time, two different weight classes. Only person to ever do that. And he makes them a lot of money.
Yeah.
And he's good too. I mean, he's from Ireland or wherever he's from.
He's Ireland.
Ireland.
And dude, they go crazy for him. And the way he breaks people down in the pre conferences and all that stuff. And he tells people, "I'm gonna knock you out." And the only problem, I think, what made him better was when he lost to Nate Diaz, and he shook his hand and he was like, "You got me, but I'm gonna get you back." And he did.
Mm-hmm. I like that rivalry between him and Nate Diaz.
I can't wait for the third fight.
Oh, they're gonna do one.
If there's money involved,
you think they'll do a third one?
Yeah, they're gonna do one. Yeah. After he gets beat up by Floyd Mayweather, he's gonna find something.
He need to get his confidence back up.
Yeah.
All right. Who you got number four?
My number four is, I'm saying his name. I'm kind of shocked a little bit. I'm going Matt Hughes. Consider what he did.
Wow.
Number four. I mean,
okay.
Consider his career. Now, is he okay after that incident he had? He's getting better? He had a big wreck.
He had a wreck?
Car accident? I haven't heard. He was, like, unresponsive for a little while.
He's not. Like, I don't think he'll fight again.
No, he's done fighting, but he had a big wreck. Like, he was in a coma at one point.
He's alive. I know.
Yeah,
that.
Okay.
I want to. Actually, I got to look on that now that I think about it. Number four.
He was good when he was wrestling. Or fighting. We're going to talk about wrestling because he does do wrestling. Mm-hmm. Conor? Number four for me.
Yeah, Conor got my vote.
Just for what he does in and outside the ring.
Yeah.
Man, I mean.
Yeah, he's definitely doing a damn thing for the brand. Just like to see where he goes. Like, mm-hmm. What is the next
after
step
after this debacle?
After he takes this dive.
Yeah. He might not ever fight again, and he got so much money.
Yeah, that's what most people
but
do.
But people want more money.
He'll fight.
Yeah, he's Irish.
Not done, I mean, he's a champion, too.
What's
still,
he, 28, 29?
28.
He's 28.
But after a Floyd fight, kind of think about life.
Well, it's not like he's going to get hurt.
Right. It's not like he's going to get him ending times.
What? You got
to take
three
shots to the head, give or take.
But you got to think, man, life on the golf course at 28, 29.
He's Irish. He wants
might
to
take another year.
He's
off.
An angry Irishman. Oh, he'll fight again.
He needs to talk to people.
Yeah.
Bad.
He'll fight.
He needs to talk.
We are looking at the best talker in any
sport.
Anywhere in the last, I think since Tyson. Tyson wasn't really great talker. But, I mean, Ali, man. I mean, I'll go against him and Ali.
Right.
As talkers,
he's entertaining.
Give me a better talker in the last since Ali.
Yeah.
All right, number three for me is Anderson the Spider Silva.
Wow. Okay.
All right, my number three is I'm with Conor for number three for me.
Okay.
I got the Iceman Chuck Liddell.
Oh, yeah.
He's number three.
I got the Iceman too, Chuck Liddell.
I mean, dude. I mean, UFC. This is when they really start kicking
up
again.
When he
is because of him.
Yep.
Number two for me is John Bones Jones. Dude is nasty. He's the best. I mean, he's the best fighter now. He's one of the best fighters ever. And he's just – I wanted to put him one, but all the suspensions and all the not showing up for fights hurt it for me.
And the cocaine.
the cocaine and hit and run on a pregnant lady and then going back to get your drugs or your money or whatever. Like, you just kind of if he wasn't so immature and dumb, he would easily be the best fighter. Yeah. Like, he would easily have to be the best fighter for me, personally.
To agree with you and go John Jones is number two.
All right. I got Silva as number two.
I got Silva as number two as well because my number one is a crackhead.
Yeah.
My one's Silva. So.
My number one is the Iceman Chuck Liddell. Okay. And I put him there because – He made UFC what it is. He was the face when it was nothing, when it was like this underground thing. Right. He brought it to the mainstream. Not only that, but he was a great fighter.
Yeah.
He's the first person that was made me like, hey, you know what? I want to buy one of those. Or I didn't actually buy it. I went to like a bar. I went to Hooters or whatever and was like, I want to go see this UFC stuff. And it was Chuck Liddell.
Yeah.
And granted, he got knocked out by Ken Shamrock. But
he introduced the culture.
He did. Yeah.
Can you remember starting a video games at the same time with him? And I remember buying my first video game
with Chuck Liddell.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. And boy, let me tell you, he was there Saturday with, I don't know who he's with, but yeah, he still looked the same and she looked great.
I bet he did.
All right. So we got number one.
Silva.
Silva. All right. I've got number one is the crackhead himself, John Jones. Listen. What he does outside the ring shouldn't affect what he does inside. And the only fight he lost was because he was disqualified, right?
For you, something. Yeah. Was he it PEDs just, or?
Yeah, it was PEDs.
I thought it was during the – oh, he got disqualified before the fight?
After the fight.
After the fight?
After the fight.
All right, so positive was something.
His all one right. loss is – come on. Yeah. All right? I mean, I'm just saying. This guy, and watching him just fight – I mean, there's nothing you can do with a 6'4".
Yeah.
Guy I mean, dude, he's like great. It just for me, I can't get over the fact that that's why when it came down for me, it was him or Chuck because it was like Chuck built more and actually Jones is hurting it more by having to change cards at
the
last minute.
If it's the same guy that I saw Saturday, this is a different guy.
Yes. Oh,
and
man.
The way he was talking after, thanking everybody, thanking God. This guy seems like he's got his stuff together. So watch out the next 10 years with this guy.
He got two older brothers in the NFL, too. That's
right.
Yeah, and I don't want to call him a crackhead. It's just.
That's what he's known for, right?
I'm just glad that he was actually in the room. Like,
exactly. He made it.
He made it because, you know, people's like, well, who you think is going to win the fight between him and Cormier? I'm like, I don't know. Because
I don't know if he's going to make the fight.
Right. So until the cage, he got in
until
the ring.
In the cage.
And they said, fight. And he threw like two punches. I'm like, okay, cool. Like, cocaine might fall out of his pocket on the way there. Gets rested.
Hooker's going to jump out of the thing and be like, I'm carrying your baby. like,
chill. Like,
yeah, he's going to smack that hell out of it. And the fight's over.
So, but I think if we get the focus, John, you know, Bones Jones.
The biggest problem now is who's going to challenge him?
That's the thing.
Because after Cormier, ain't really nobody.
I think you have to do Lesnar.
Yeah.
Well, Lesnar want to do it. Oh, he wants to do it.
Oh, Lesnar's
going to do
Lesnar
it.
Lesnar likes money.
Yeah.
He's dropping the title at SummerSlam, and then he's going to go fight John Jones.
Yep.
Yeah.
So what's the question?
Let's go into. Ooh. Yeah, I know. That's the problem. Let's go into.
I don't think it will be him, but I just.
Somebody Samoa Joe.
Please let it be Samoa Joe.
Exactly. Let's go into our other top five because we're going to end the show. Top five ACC players of all time. All right. I know somebody's excited for this one.
This was very hard for me.
This was hard for you?
It was hard to come up with five Florida State players. Actually, it really wasn't easy. It wasn't hard. It was actually harder to find someone else to put on there.
You know what was easy? Five NC State players to put on this list.
Oh, okay.
And, dude, I'm telling you, these five NC State players will give you
a These lists are going to be so different, it's not even going to be funny. All right, number five for me is the Heisman Trophy National Championship winning Jameis Winston.
Famous Jameis.
Famous Jameis. 2 years, two epic seasons.
Lost one, what, two games?
One game. Yeah. He was awesome, man. It just doesn't look good because of the whole rape thing. Yeah. If that rape thing doesn't happen, he is like an all-timer.
And the crab legs.
Well, the crab legs was later on.
It was crab legs.
Crab legs, man. Crab legs. So for me, number five is Jameis Winston.
You know what? I'm going to agree with you, too, and go Jameis as well. Just because based on his pedigree of work.
Nice.
Yeah, so I'm going to go Jameis as well.
And Rock's going to throw out somebody from, like, 1967.
No, I was debating. I'm trying to remember. You know what? Number five, I'm going to go with Calvin Johnson.
Megatron?
Yeah. Georgia Tech.
Hmm. I'm actually going NC State here. I'm going – my number five is Torrey Holt.
Thank you.
Wow. Very nice. Hug over. Number four for me is Deshaun Watson. And I kind of want to do, like, a combo of, like, Deshaun Watson and Taj Boyd. Because, like, I feel they're like Deshaun Watson kind of finished off Taj Boyd's career for him.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like if Taj Boyd could have had two more years to play with this team, he'd have won it too.
Yep.
But
it was
Deshaun Watson's nasty, dude.
Well, it's the same way with Mike Williams and Sammy Watkins.
Yeah. It's just kind of like a transfer of names. It was the same people.
Yeah.
It's just different names.
Mm-hmm.
So, I give it to Deshaun Watson. Plus, you know, back-to-back national championship games. Almost beat him the first year, then beat him the second year on the last play. Epic. And it was Alabama of all teams. So, shout out Deshaun Watson, national champion. All
right.
He never won the Heisman, though.
No.
And it – I would have put him higher if he actually would have won the Heisman. But I didn't do it. Cause
all right. Won
him.
All right, for me, I'm going to go Peter Warwick, my number four player. The all-time AC team leader right now. Other than the Dillard situation, he was pretty solid in college for me.
Number four, bro?
Yeah, this is a tough one. Dude, I got to put Peppers.
Oh.
I mean, the guy played against high school, and the guy went to UNC. Yeah. And he's just – I mean, dude, he was awesome at basketball and football. But
he played in the Final Four, too.
Yeah.
I saw him playing basketball. But he's like a linebacker playing basketball. Literally, he boxed a guy out.
Yeah,
like he wouldn't tackle somebody.
Shoot,
he actually finished 10th in the Heisman voting in 2001 for a defensive player. That's hard to do.
Yeah, that's very hard to do. Not everybody's Charles Woodson.
I'm going Florida State. Peter Boulware.
Good one.
Another Florida State. Brings back memories,
doesn't it? It does. I love it.
Yeah.
All right, number three for me. I'm going Florida State as well.
All right.
Surprise there.
Heisman Trophy winner, national champion, Charlie Ward.
Charlie Ward, all right.
Charlie Ward. I love Charlie Ward. I hate the fact that he went and played basketball.
Yeah.
He didn't get drafted that year, did he?
I think Knicks picked him up late.
No, he didn't get drafted in the NFL.
Oh, no, he chose the NBA.
Because he already told him he was going to go play in the NBA.
He chose the NBA or NFL.
Yeah, he said he wasn't even going to play in the NFL. He said he didn't want to. He wanted to play NBA basketball.
Wow.
Well, with the money, I don't blame him. Yep. I'm guaranteed contracts are no joke. Jameis Winston, he said there was a slight chance that he might have went and played baseball.
He's better.
He was good at baseball.
He's an outfielder and a pitcher. I had a cannon.
Yeah, he threw the ball. He threw football?
Yeah.
He could have made five times the amount of money that he'll make in football and baseball.
And play longer.
And
hit the head as much.
Dude, yeah. Right. Honestly, I could see him going back to it. Because his can't do – I've seen him throw lasers from right field to third.
With no bounce.
No bounce and throw people out like it's nothing, dude.
Mm-hmm.
So fast. And he was a closer for Florida State, too.
Wow.
He's a good pitcher.
All right.
All right.
So, Charlie Ward for me, number three.
My number three going to shock y'all a little bit. Going to school you wouldn't expect. I'm going to Boston College, Luke Kuechly.
No, that's a good one. He gets lost, man. He gets lost because he's so boring.
And he went to Boston College.
Yeah, that didn't help either.
He was number two in tackles in career-wise at the time he left school.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And he won every.
You also could have put Matt Ryan on there, too.
Matty Ice was solid for Boston College. He didn't choke. Well, he had a reason to choke.
He didn't choke in Boston College. He was good. He had them ranked number two in the country at one point.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I mean, it is just saying.
When you say Matt Ryan, you're like, oh, choke, whatever.
Mike Glennon.
What? Number three, Rock.
Russell Wilson. You see, I could do top five quarterbacks, and they would be all NC State.
Phillip Rivers, Mike Glennon.
Russell Wilson, Romy Gabriel. Romy Gabriel. All right,
Jacoby Brissett.
My number three anyway. He's my number three anyway.
Romy Gabriel.
Yes. This guy was the original great one at NC State. That's a bowl game. But he won the Heisman. He was ninth in Heisman 1961. But he went to the Rams. He's the original great NC State quarterback. And he went on, like I said, play for the Rams in the NFL. So he's my number three.
Going Lawrence Taylor.
I thought about that.
Lawrence Taylor, man.
I kind of actually forgot he actually played in the ACC. I kind of forgot.
Kind of, you know, all his, you know, off the field charges.
I could not tell you where he played college. I have no idea.
Tar Heel.
Did he really? I really had no idea. Yeah. I had no idea that he was a Tar Heel.
He was a monster. He played alongside the great Greg Ellis.
Oh, wow.
Nice. The Cowboys. Who we drafted before. God, who went behind him? There's a really great player who went behind him anyway.
Number two for me is Calvin Johnson. And I put him this high because he was so electric. Now, everybody knows Georgia Tech runs that triple option. They run the ball a lot. But it was like, all we got to do is lob it up. And he would catch it every time. He was so nasty, dude.
Yes.
It just one hand, big body, just in terms of college football. He owned that field every time he stepped on it. He was so sick. If he actually played on a team that actually threw the ball more and had decent quarterbacks, good Lord.
Yeah, for a team who run the ball a lot, they got some great receivers, Megatron, Demaryius Thomas.
They have some really good ones.
Because they only have one. They only have one receiver. Like, and I'm not, they only have one receiver on the field at that time. They only have one receiver. And when that receiver is Calvin Johnson, holy crap.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right, my number two is – that's a tough one. I'm going to go Charlie Ward.
Nice.
Some fact of what he done there. Great player.
No love for Chris Winkie, huh?
Chris who?
He was 40.
Do you really – yeah, he did, it was unfair. How the heck you don't put him?
Yeah, he was collecting AARP in college.
No Danny Cannell?
No.
For flunky. What?
Two-time ACC?
All right.
So, first team All-American?
All right, let's go to a real quarterback
in
the ACC.
It's really hard to replace Charlie Ward.
Let's talk, let's talk about a real quarterback in the ACC. The greatest quarterback in ACC history.
Phillip Rivers?
Phillip Rivers. There's no one better. All right, I'm sorry.
Well, Charlie
completions.
Ward.
I'm sorry, what?
Charlie Ward.
Charlie Ward didn't have the better stats that Phillip did.
And Phillip had a worse
Phillip
team.
Was the whoa, hey.
Who's
T.A. McLennan?
Who's got the hardware?
T.A. McLennan was unbelievable. Who?
Who's got the hardware?
Well, of course, you should win it. You're playing at Florida State. Everybody gives you awards at Florida State. They would give you crab legs on the way.
I like that one.
That was
I'm
funny.
Just saying.
That was funny. I give it to you.
Golden crab legs.
I mean, you know, damn. All we get at NC State is a free bass.
Hey, no, I'll give it to you. Phillip Rivers is what he was awesome. Phillip Rivers was awesome.
Until this year, he held the yards passing the ACC that Deshaun Watson broke. And Matt Ryan actually broke it.
Matty Ice.
All right. So, anyway, that's my number two.
Number two.
Smooch. Oh, my number two. I'm going Calvin Johnson.
Nice.
6'5", 240, run, what, like a 4.3 mm-hmm. in college?
Yeah.
There's nothing you could do with that.
Mm-mm. I got something you could do with it. My number one, prime time.
Damn it.
Deion Sanders. I knew
it. No words.
The greatest. I mean, he's the greatest.
Yo, Pierre.
Yep. Deion Sanders, prime time. That dude was nasty. Return kicks. He shut down every. He was like the original lockdown corner.
Yeah.
Like, you don't throw to his side of the field. And if you did, he picked it. He ran it back. And he ran backwards as he ran into the end zone and got flagged. But it was totally worth it because he's prime time. He'd do that.
Number one, Deshaun Watson. Back-to-back national
wow.
championships.
All right.
Card compete with
that. Means you don't even have Deion on your list.
Wow.
I forgot about Deion, to be honest.
Well, I forgot about Lawrence Taylor. So yeah.
I didn't get about him. I just didn't put him up there. I mean, Phillip Rivers, Romy Gabriel. I mean, you know.
I mean, I knew it was going to be different.
I'm from South Carolina, too, so.
Oh, there you go.
It's prime time.
No, of course it's prime time. Listen, a former Cowboy, that's what he always is.
I knew it would be. I knew I'd get you with the Cowboy.
No, let me tell you, no, what? In all seriousness, watching him, my fondest memory of any college football game is him returning that punt against Clemson. Mm-hmm. And me being the happiest I've ever been in my life because I hated Clemson then and I still do. So watching him return that punt was just the most unbelievable play I've ever seen in college football, besides the Flutie play.
Yeah.
But,
yep.
Man, he shut down Court. You did never throw it to his side.
Nope,
never.
Never. And if you threw it to his side, he picked it.
He, right.
He made you. Oh, he made you regret it.
He
instantly.
Didn't just pick it. He returned it for a touchdown.
Yeah,
yep. Majority of the time.
Yeah. Number one, Smoji.
Yeah, man. I much as I try to pick Charlie Ward, man, it's Deion, man.
Yeah.
It's Deion. You know who's not in my top five? Charlie Ward.
That's fine.
Overrated.
Overrated. Heisman he just left the board. National championship. Just,
that was the year what they beat Nebraska.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how come they.
He was very good though.
He was.
Yeah.
But it's just – it was just boring to me. Like, he didn't have no charisma as a –
because his first love was basketball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe. Some,
but he was still a high – I mean, how your first love is basketball, and you won a national championship, a Heisman Trophy winning quarterback. And you were just like, all right, I'm out. It was fun.
Yep, pretty much.
I'm gonna go shoot threes.
And then he went to the
with
Knicks.
Bob Sura on the Rockets. That's what happened.
Oh, the Knicks, who?
He was first, right?
Yeah, he was.
He was in New York.
The only reason I know him and Bob Sur were on the Rockets together because Bob Sur is like the best basketball player for Florida State ever. A short little white guy. Also, best story from Deion, real quick. Deion's in the combine and he's talking to the Giants who picked like eighth or ninth, and he said, they were like, "Oh, did you read over this?" Blah blah blah. And he was like, he said, "What? When do you pick?" And they were like, "Ninth." He said, "I don't worry, I ain't gonna be there." And he walked out.
No one has Brian ever Dion. Had the confidence of Deion.
Period.
Nope. Yeah, you need that.
Yeah.
Besides T.O.
Nah, T.O. was Irvin. Humbled at San Francisco.
Michael Irvin. He was like that.
Yeah, Michael Irvin.
Yeah, then Deion got there and humbled him.
Yeah, okay. The two of them together, man.
Yeah. Anyways, all right, gentlemen. It was good to have y'all this week once again. That is going to do it for this week of the Rule 3, the Breakdown Edition. Thank you to Smoochy, Urban Nerd, Rocky. As always, I'm Too Legit. Good day.
That's right. Side pieces. Catch us everywhere.